Tune in, turn on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Oh my God, Becky. It's Monday, 2 o'clock. It's time.
The Junk and Jam Hour with Christopher Albert.
This is the Junk and Jam Hour. I am your host, Christopher Albert.
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 Good afternoon and happy Monday. You are listening to the Junk and Jam Hour right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. For those of you listening, Radio Free Brooklyn is the non-commercial, free-form internet radio station, and it is made up of a community of hosts and entertainers who put together programming and stream original content 24 hours, 7 days a week. That's us right here, and of course, we are streaming to you live from Brooklyn. And before we get into the show, I do have a very special guest today that will be joining us, and that will be actress, model, designer, writer, and founder of Tunk. Did I pronounce that right? Yes, I did. Miss Jess Davis will be joining us in a second, but for now, we are getting into some breaking news. Yeah, so why don't we get into that? Okay, guys, every week I put together some informative pieces of news that I've gathered for your listening pleasure. And in this segment, entitled Really Real Stupid Fake News, I have compiled some real news mixed with some fake stupid information. Of course, that's usually my commentary, is usually the stupid part. Let's begin. A 68-year-old woman and author was arrested for killing her husband. Now, though she wasn't initially a suspect, the investigation took an interesting turn when police uncovered an essay she had previously written entitled How to Murder Your Husband. Now that she's behind bars, I'd say she has plenty of time to finish working on her next piece, entitled, I'm a Fucking Idiot. That's her. Now, before we continue, let's get Jess on with us. Jess, why don't you pop on your headphones there? We'll get you on. Hello.
Hey.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're looking lovely.
Thank you. I want to take a picture with you. I need to, like, do my face.
There will be no time for that.
What are you talking about?
Well, because, at least, like, not. Your face looks great just as it is, yes?
Okay, yes, yes.
Well, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So we are going to be talking to you in just a second, okay, if you don't mind.
Of course I mind. That's why I'm here.
So now, I don't know if you know this, Jess, but people from all across the country recently took a trip to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't to help out with the cleanup of Hurricane Florence. They were there instead to take part in the first ever Bigfoot Festival.
Bigfoot Festival.
Yes, and the highlights of that festival, of the event, included a Bigfoot calling contest and a Bigfoot knocking competition. And for those who were looking for an authentic Bigfoot experience, they also enjoyed themselves a heaping sized glass of hurricane-induced coal and hog feces-infested water.
Ew, that sounds like you would get some kind of sickness.
Yes. Well, that part of the news is actually true. Well, I guess the two parts there is that people visited North Carolina for a Bigfoot event. But of course, because of Hurricane Florida, yes, the water, some of parts of the water, yeah.
Yeah, but that's just a Bigfoot festival. I mean, I can understand that there's like a cult following behind Bigfoot. Yes. But
out of anyone who could understand lots of things, it would be you.
Right. Yes. I'm very understanding.
We get it.
And open. But at the same time, I just question there being a festival where you have to do things like that. That's like...
right after a hurricane.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's kind of like, we need to take you out of the tragedy and, you know, let's do some really stupid things to take us away from that.
Also, we've invested a lot of money into putting this first Bigfoot Festival together, and we can't cancel now.
Yeah, right? We have to keep this going. They've invested. Yes. We've got a government fund for this.
Yes. Yes. And Astor, as Mr. George Jefferson would say, fuck Florence. Okay. Now, a new research study has finally answered the age-old question we've all been dying to know. Exactly where in an airport am I more susceptible of catching a virus?
Oh.
Now, the answer surprised many of those who typically flush airport toilets with their feet.
Oh, yeah.
To avoid such viruses, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But believe it or not, the study found that most pathogens were found to be harbored in the plastic bins at the security check-in.
Oh, cool.
Yes. So if by chance you were wondering how to spend the bulk of your next vacation in your hotel room and not out getting sunburned while being forced to eat and take a picture with a turkey leg in your mouth and stupid mouse ears on your head.
Yeah.
Now you know how you can do that.
Wow.
Just lick the plastic bin.
Wait, the plastic bin right before you go to security.
Well, I guess we're all putting our shoes in it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's
if we're putting our belts in it.
I understand that people would think that a bathroom would be, you know, bacteria ridden, but they clean those pretty often. You think about how often they clean those bins,
right?
Because they don't think it's going to be so gross. They probably don't clean them as much.
TSA agents know to wear gloves.
Right, right, exactly. We don't. I have hand sanitizer on me.
Yeah,
all the time. So.
So next time you travel,
just be wary.
Give it a good squish.
Right, exactly. Just be very wary of the bin. But God, that's like you're. It's on like you're. If you have a scarf and you're putting it in the bin, it's gonna get on your scarf.
That's right.
It's like everything. Wow. Yeah. That's. Okay. That was useful. That was very useful.
Very useful information. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Last bit. A really real stupid fake news.
Okay.
Now a young male teenager in India. I think that's where they make them at nowadays, young male teenagers in India.
Yeah, if you have a type.
Sounds pretty hot to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this young man was rushed to the emergency room after complaining of penile pain, and he struggled to urinate.
Okay.
Now, he didn't tell the doctors that there was any reason why. He just went in. But after conducting a few scans, the urologist discovered that the pain the young man was experiencing was actually self-induced because he shoved an electrical wire up his urethra.
Oh, why?
For the purpose
of masturbating?
Of arousing himself.
Right, yeah, okay.
But you know, they have the poles and things, right?
You do, right? Yeah, yeah.
But this was electrical wire.
No, it wasn't a sex toy. It was just something that he created, concocted.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Now, to be fair, I am sure he's not the only young man.
Oh, no.
Or man, period.
That has shoved things up there.
Who has experimented with his options in trying to have sex with Alexa.
Oh. Because she's got such a nice voice.
She's got that great voice.
Such a sexy voice.
I mean, how else would you have sex with her?
Right. You just fuck the voice.
Yeah. Now, as someone who's pretty open sexually.
Yes.
I have never... ever
shoved anything.
I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
I'm not judging.
But that's the thing. A lot of people, pain and pleasure go hand in hand. So that's probably why, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's them.
Just get what's wrong with the belt?
Or an electric toothbrush.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound like it should be painful.
No.
I think it just covers the pleasure part.
It just covers the pleasure part. Yeah.
Unless you're...
I'm just thinking of odd things that you could use. I mean, I feel like a toothbrush is probably... people probably experimented with electric toothbrushes.
Now, recently, I had to get a pap smear.
Yes.
As men should do in their bumhole.
Yes, men need gynecologists too. And you're from
California.
Yes.
Now, in LA, they did it. They had me do it myself.
Oh.
With a cotton swab.
Oh, so the guys don't have
a doctor? Coming back here,
yeah,
the doctor did it themselves with kind of a brushy thing.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's weird to me because everywhere that I've gone, the doctor does it. Or you have a nurse practitioner who has the credentials to do that.
But,
and they do it for you.
But I guess that's science now.
Huh, that's odd.
They don't. They're like, no, we'll do it.
New York is super kinky. That's why. You think California is too. Where were you? Were you in San Francisco?
Oh, no. I was in LA.
Oh, that's why. If you were in San Francisco, they would have totally done it for you.
Oh, yeah. We'll do it for you. Well, that makes sense because my doctor's on the Upper East Side. So.
Okay.
We are here with actress, model, designer.
Yes.
Writer. You're also a writer.
Yeah, I write. Yeah.
Founder.
Yes.
Of Tonk.
Yes.
By Jess. Now, how am I supposed to say this?
I know. It's
Jess X?
I just put, like, X is supposed to be the partition. Jess Dav.
Jess Dav.
Yeah.
Miss Jess Davis.
Yes.
Who is joining us.
Yay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Nice applause.
That's for you. That's all for you. So now, you moved here from Oakland.
Yes.
How long ago?
I've been here for 6 years in New York.
Oh, welcome. Yeah. And that was to pursue acting.
Yes.
Audition, I'd imagine.
Yes.
For the Tisch of Performing Arts.
Yes. So
NYU, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So my aspiration was to go to NYU or Columbia. So I actually was able to schedule an audition for NYU. I auditioned. I didn't get in. And this was actually on the heels of having come back from a 3-month-long trip in Europe, where I had visited a couple of theater arts schools and performing arts schools.
Yes.
And after that audition rejection, I was asked to audition for a school in London because I had sent them my tape and I had visited with them. But at that point, I was like, I already, decided to live in New York.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me do this. And, if it's in the cards for me to go to London and pursue it there, then it will happen.
Yeah.
And I'll make it happen somehow.
So that goes to the point, right? So you didn't let that rejection, which...
Of course, you
isn't
can't.
Really... A personal rejection, right?
No, it's not. Because, who the fuck is NYU anyway?
Yeah, but you let... Right. They need you.
Yeah, yeah.
They need your money.
Yeah, exactly. Well.
So, but now you... That obviously motivated you...
Yeah.
To keep going.
Of course. I think you
can't... It's just part of the journey.
It's... Well, as someone who is a performer, or if you were in the arts in any sense, it's tough. And you can't let no... stop you, because you're going to get a lot of no's.
Absolutely. We wouldn't even be here without all the no's we've got.
Exactly. That shows how dedicated you are, and that makes your journey that much more interesting, and that's why people, follow and are fans of people who persevere with their careers in spite of the no's that they get. Yeah. So now,
you obviously are a regular performer.
Yes.
You recently... were part of a production at the Acorn Theater?
Yeah, so we did... The project was called The Culture of Now.
Yes.
And it was first performed at Dixon Place, which is an off-Broadway, but very widely known performance space. And we got a lot of great people that came, and we sold out that show. There were rows of people having to stand because the seat was sold out. So then we performed, and we were asked to perform during the theater festival. The theater festival at the Acorn Theater was having. So we did that, and it was successful as well. So that was a great experience, and everyone on that cast was just amazing and good energy. So
well, congratulations on that. And now, when you think about this, and you think about theater actress.
I'm a thespian, yes.
You are a thespian of the arts.
I'm a thespian of the arts. Why are we whispering?
They're listening to us.
They are listening.
Is there a bunch of people listening to us right now? So, Jess, then, do you find that you are able then to use, I guess this is, might seem like a silly question, because obviously you're, when you are thrust into wherever you are,
thrust,
you have to pull in and kind of rein in all your talents and use it in this one place, right?
Right. I mean,
you're a model as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you understand body movement.
Yeah. I think as a performer, when it comes to visual art, you have to understand movement.
Yes.
And understanding movement just means you recognize how people respond to your body and positive or negative. I think it's just having that understanding, and it really makes it intriguing for people to watch.
Yes.
So yeah, it's incorporating all of those things when you perform.
Do you have like any favorite monologues you like to audition with? Well, that's a stupid question, but
no, why is it? Why are the questions stupid? They're
well,
stupid.
There might be obviously a few, right? There already should be a few, but do you have like one dramatic, one comedic, or
you know what? As
or are they all? You like to cry a lot.
How did you
just
know?
Just go full guns blazing.
How did you know? My favorite piece to audition with has been a piece from the Oedipus cycle. It's Greek theater because I love Greek theater. I have an affinity for classical Greek theater. But it's from Antigone, and it's a monologue done by the character Antigone. And she's pretty much talking to the king. And she had disobeyed an order that he gave, and she's pretty much professing her principles to why she did what she did and why she disobeyed him. So it's a very powerful piece.
That sounds like a revealing audition.
It's very layered, you know, depending on how you choose to perform it. But
so now we talk about obviously the just when once you're in performance.
Mm-hmm.
But is it hard for you to get out of an audition as well? Once you're in character, you're like, oh, I need a cigarette after that.
It depends on what it is. I've been auditioning and doing this for like the past 10 years.
Yeah, I know. So some auditions are just like so fast.
So it's just like, you're like, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you really want something, that's when it kind of lingers, and that's when you really have
a lot of our auditions are really just for the practice of it, right?
Oh yeah,
just here for,
because you know sometimes it's you don't have the time or money to take acting classes,
right?
And those auditions, that's where your class is. That's your class. That's your time to learn. And
hopefully, you get a good reader.
Yeah, exactly.
So, how does modeling fit in then? Because that's
Modeling fits in.
Modeling does not fit in. I fit into it.
I
because you're obviously someone, and I want to talk about this, by the way, we're going to get into this.
Okay.
Someone who's very comfortable in her own skin.
Yes.
And obviously that also shapes the other things you do, mm-hmm. right, in your mm-hmm. design.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, for modeling, I think the way that started for me was I like to do personas, and I think modeling you have the opportunity to take on different personas
just without lines.
Without lines,
so it's
very
acting
visual.
Without the lines.
It's very emotional.
Yes.
Sometimes
you get to play dress up.
Yeah, you know, and then people pay you to do it.
I love that. Yeah.
So, I like modeling for that artistic side of modeling, and then also, you know, it's a job at the end of the day that I know that I can do and do well, and people have told me that I, you know, could do it. So I believe that, and I believe my own, you know, volition in pursuing it.
I know everybody's always like, I've heard it through my life, are you a model? Do you model?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, but if you want to give me some, you know, you want to dress me up, I'd be fine. I'll take
it. You could definitely model.
So now you can't see it from where you're sitting now, but
oh my God.
I think I'm a little, I think I've passed the ripe age.
Oh no. No.
I've got the crow's feet going whenever I smile and laugh.
Stop it.
Now, thank you guys for tuning in. You guys are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
This is the
Junk and Jam Hour. I am your host, Christopher Albert. Obviously, we are joined here by our special guest, Miss Jess Davis.
Yes.
You can now listen to Radio Free Brooklyn on the go, on the run, in your car.
Convenience.
In someone's truck. Hopefully you know them.
Oh, God.
Unless you really need the ride that bad. You don't have Uber. Your phone has died.
That's a serial killer situation.
It could be.
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be. It
doesn't always have to be, but
but now, you, if you need the app, which you should get, so I'm telling you, you do need it. Actually, that wasn't a question. That was a declarative statement.
Declarative. I love that word.
You can go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/iPhone if you have an iOS. Obviously, that's for the iOS app. Or radiofreebrooklyn.org/Android. That's for the Android app. So we've got lots to cover, Jess.
Oh, yes.
You are such a fascinating individual.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to get used to that.
Like you needed me to tell you that.
It's nice to hear so I don't feel crazy.
Now, you like everything Greek. Now, are you into mythology?
I am. I love ancient mythology or mythos.
I just switched up the mood here. But
I know. It's nice and meditative and good to talk about mystic things.
Mystic things. So I write horoscopes.
Oh.
And I'd like to share them with you and our listeners right now.
I love this.
Now, you are a Gemini, so we'll be getting to you soon.
Okay. Both of us?
All three of you.
Four. There's four.
Oh, there's four.
There's probably five, more than
there's
that.
There's five of
there's,
you
there's
in
probably
here.
Eight. There's eight of us. Yes.
Eight of you that lives inside of you.
Yes. That's how crazy I am.
Well, it's probably just one for each of the arts. One for each of the studies of the crafts.
Of the crafts.
And she has to come out when she needs to.
Yes, but we put her in a box sometimes. we put the evil twin in a box.
But we keep the keys close by.
Yes, or duct tape also.
Where we want to let her out, but you know.
Right.
We don't want her talking too much.
Sometimes you just sip the lip.
So I put together horoscopes. Mm-hmm. Based on performers.
Okay.
So for those of you performers out there, this is your Monday horoscope.
Yes, Monday horoscope.
You're very comfortable here, by the way.
Oh.
Have you done an interview before on
no.
In broadcasting? Great.
Actually, I have. I've done some.
Yeah,
but
I imagine you have.
I think podcasts are so fun, though.
They're so fun, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Capricorn. I just go in order.
Okay.
Elvis Presley gained a considerable amount of weight before dying of a heart attack. So be real sure, Capricorn, you want that cookie with your sandwich this afternoon. There are consequences.
You know, Tauruses are actually notorious for being heavy.
Oh.
A bit.
Well, I've seen slim Tauruses.
Oh, yeah. They probably
don't rush us. Don't rush us, Jess. We're getting there.
Okay.
Aquarius. If the beautiful, successful, and wonderfully talented Jennifer Aniston can't get her personal relationships in order, then what the hell makes you think you can, Aquarius?
Isn't she with Brad Pitt again? So I think she did get her personal affairs in order.
That doesn't sound like it's in order to me.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like she's going backwards. Sounds like an Aquarius. Pisces!
Okay.
Don't take these to heart, guys, by the way. I wrote these. I'm no astrologer. Or maybe I am. Who knows? Famous Pisces that have recently decided to lay low out of the spotlight include Drew Barrymore, Rob Lowe, and Jackie Chan.
Benicio del Toro is also a Pisces. Fun fact.
Fun fact. So why don't the rest of you Pisces do us a favor and follow suit? Take a break. Except for Benicio. We like him.
We love him.
We love him.
We love
He's
him.
Doing great work.
Yes.
Aries. I'm married to one. Recent New York gubernatorial candidate Cynthia Nixon is proof that not all of the daring Aries out there are prone to do dumbass things with their time. Just some. Taurus, according to Jess, we're just going to call you fatties today.
No!
So for all of you Taurus fatties out there.
That's horrible. And no, it's okay to be who you are in your skin,
right?
Be it thin or not.
Voluptuous. Okay, voluptuous. So voluptuous Taurus, this
Thank
is for you.
Yes, there you go.
Queen Elizabeth II is also a Taurus.
Oh.
That's about as good as it's going to get for you.
Oh, she had a very interesting life.
Gemini.
Mm,
that's you and the rest of you.
Yes, the rest of us.
Gemini should be happy to know that they share their sign with the leader of the free world. The current president of the United States, Mr. Don JT.
No, don't do that. His birthday is actually, I think, June 14th, which is a day before mine.
Oh, well, yeah. Then you know what that means.
What?
You get to then, you know, what? Take, you can then to, you know,
can
reverse
I be president?
That. You can be. You can,
can
be.
Can I get through to him? Maybe he'll understand.
You're halfway there.
I can like, you know, talk to him. He'll understand my language.
Maybe. But now Gemini, just like him,
mm-hmm.
We wish some of you would just shut the fuck up already.
Yes, we talk way too much.
Not all of you. Some of you have interesting things to say.
Yeah.
Cancer. Famous Cancer, Ariana Grande, got engaged to her current boyfriend after only a few weeks of dating, which aligns perfectly with what I think about the hasty decisions of most Cancers I know. Really dumb. Although I would say they kind of, Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande look happy together.
Who is he? I don't know who
he is. He's on SNL. He's a comedian.
Oh.
People don't know this. He started comedy, stand-up comedy, here in the New York circuit.
Wow, okay.
And I forget the group. They were like the young guns of comedy or something like that. I might get that wrong.
Okay.
So well-deserving.
Mm-hmm.
Well-deserving. Shout out to Pete Davidson. Why not Nico White? He's doing great things as well. Okay. Leo. Just because Daniel Radcliffe and Jennifer Lopez and Woody Harrelson and why not Marlon Wayans? Just because they're successful, good-looking Leos doesn't mean you are too. Not that you're not good-looking, but I think it's time for you to get your delusional faces off of Instagram and get back to work.
What?
Your 15 followers can wait. You have work to do.
Jennifer Lawrence is also a Leo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I like Jennifer Lawrence.
Do you?
Yeah.
People are up in the air about her. They're always on the fence. They either love her or they really hate her.
Now, do you think some people's hate, because hate is such a strong feeling.
It is.
Not for anything.
It is. But yeah, people are very loose with their, quote, hate.
Hatred.
Yes. Yes.
Is it just discomfort and maybe in themselves,
it's probably
or
envy.
Insecurity.
It's probably in insecurity and envy. I feel like that's where it comes
Even
from.
Even envy is kind of a strong feeling.
Yeah, but hey, people have
we
strong
should be
feeling.
Happy for each other.
Right, exactly. I'm all for that. I'm
Virgo. Michael Joseph Jackson and Beyonce Knowles, two of the most popular entertainers in the world and two of the best-selling musical artists of all time, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as for the rest of our Virgo friends, no need to worry. Our expectations of you is a lot lower.
Oh, God.
Take it easy, Virgos. Take it easy.
My rising sign is Virgo.
What does that mean?
Rising sign is pretty much just the time of birth. So it's dictated by the time of birth.
Okay.
My brother is actually a Virgo, too, so that's kind of funny.
Libra. I have a brother who's a Libra. I have lots of brothers who are lots of things, but Libra. Famous Libras include Kim Kardashian, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Vladimir Putin. So it's safe to say, in my opinion, that you will find yourself increasingly disliked as you get older, Libra. Or the more you talk, whichever comes first.
Ooh.
Scorpio. Ryan Reynolds, Katy Perry, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Ciara.
Oh, Ciara. Okay.
They all come equipped with that, you know, sexy Scorpio sex appeal we've come to expect from them.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates, on the other hand, does not. Which proves that sex appeal alone does not give your life meaning.
This is true.
So find another hobby, Scorpio, because collecting STDs is just sad.
I think Drake is also a Scorpio.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He's definitely notching a few notches in his bedpost,
yeah,
I imagine.
Yeah, I'm annoyed with him, but...
Oh, really? Why is that?
I don't know. I feel... It's just like a feeling I get when I'm like listening to his music and...
Oh, okay. Yeah. So. Sagittarius, that's me.
Hey.
Now, some fellow Sages include Miley Cyrus, okay. Jay-Z,
mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt,
yes,
Ben Stiller, Britney Spears, Tyra Banks,
okay,
and Nicki Minaj, just to name a few.
Okay.
All people who, like me, certainly could care less about what you think about them. So if you by any chance disagree or are uncomfortable with any of my zodiac readings, guess what? You are free to write your own goddamn horoscopes.
That has been our horoscopes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And now we are moving. I hope you enjoyed those guys as much as I almost enjoyed writing them.
I enjoyed it.
Well, I'm glad you did, Jess. Back to you. Now, Jess, you're very fascinating. You are a designer as well. Yes. You're self-taught.
Yes.
As most designers that I have spoken to, just in terms of you found a need.
Yeah.
To design your own clothes because you have your own sense of style.
Yes.
Which is different than fashion.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
But not all fashion will match your sense of style.
Yeah, I think designers all have their own aesthetic and what they like to wear or what they like to be seen in or what they like to see. So,
yeah,
that's kind of where I am.
So now tell us a little bit about Tunk, which is great. It's beautiful. It's dark. It's lovely. It's mysterious.
Hey.
It's leather.
It's leather.
It's...
And safety pins.
It's safety and pins and chains and...
Black.
Yeah.
Eyeliner. Lots of eyeliner.
It's holes.
Yeah, it's grunge.
It's grunge.
It's alternative punk with a chic edge is how I describe my brand. Is because it started off in a very, very grungy place.
Yeah.
Very authentic punk. And then because I'm just growing as a person and my taste for fashion has grown, I like things to be really polished and I like it to be more sophisticated.
And you still have kind of like a little sophisticated with a feminine feel.
Yeah, I like to play with hard and soft and I want the brand to be very unisex. So.
A black rose is just as beautiful as a red one.
Yeah, exactly. And they can coexist.
Now you have a shoot coming up.
Yes.
Which you're probably not ready to talk about.
But
how do you put together what goes into that shoot? I think we can talk about that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you know what pieces you want?
Well, it just depends on what it is I'm trying to promote at the time, you know.
So like, is this like going to be a part of like maybe like a new line within Tunk that you're going to be shooting soon?
This is just within the same, within the Tunk growth, you know. It's growing into more of a sophisticated silhouettes and shapes.
Yeah.
And so
This is the next level.
Yeah, yeah. It's more, I'm very inspired by designers like Yves Saint Laurent or Balmain or Balmain.
So where Tunk obviously has evolved from, the underground scene.
Yeah.
You want it to just be runway.
I want it to be runway because it has that appeal.
Because it deserves it. Why not?
It has that appeal. I mean, it's very... people have said that the designs are very couture in the way that it's just completely different. And a lot of the stuff I do is handmade.
Yes.
So, and very detailed. And so, yeah. But the beginnings of Tunk was me doing everything by hand.
Yeah.
And it's still that, but it's just a lot more polished.
Now, you have to spread your time, right? You have to choreograph your time a little bit because... So are you, like, in the green room, you know, like, sketching as well, and holding sketching wherever you are.
I do a lot
in the train running there.
yes,
to your gigs.
Yeah, so I do a lot of kind of multitasking and compartmentalizing of my crafts. And, you know, if I'm at an audition space, I'll be editing a photo for my Tunk page for designs. I have to edit, like, fashion show videos a lot. I'll sketch on the train. I'll sketch anywhere. It's like going hand in hand, or, like, I'll wear my designs to set.
Yes, you know, as you should.
Yeah. It just gets a lot of talk and a lot of people
so
are
now,
into it.
Tunk.
Yes.
Tunk. Obviously, there's a lot of sexual and also, am I right to say, religious undertones?
Yeah. I mean, where that comes from is I grew up in a very kind of very open religious household. My mom is very open religiously and my dad is Buddhist.
Which is the same thing.
Yeah, it's pretty just open.
Just love for everything.
Just love for everything
everyone.
And everyone. And
there's beauty.
I
like the... I love the dedication that people put into their religion and their faith. Faith is good.
I think having some kind of, you know, discipline with beliefs is a good thing, as long as they're not oppressing others.
Right. But now
for Tung, I was always interested in religion and
both the dark and the light.
And the light, and so I always question why people gravitate so much more to the light and negate the dark.
It's supposed to be a balance.
There's supposed to be a balance. Life is all about balance.
Yin and yang.
And
Cher.
Exactly. Jay-Z and Beyonce.
That's right.
So what I do with the brand and Tunk is I implement kind of the darker themes just as a layer of a commentary about accepting darkness into your life as well as accepting light. And dark doesn't need to be synonymous with negative. It's accepting that life is all of these things and you have control over it.
You do. Well, you know, I think you lose control when you try to ignore it.
Ignore, exactly.
Yes.
But, you know, like I do, I'm getting away from doing too many upside down crosses because I know that freaks people out and like, you know, like the pagan star and everything. But I like to do that because...
You have to be a filmmaker to get away with that.
Right? Yeah, I guess. You got to be Lars von Trier. But I like putting those symbols in because...
That's who you are.
It's just a part of me acknowledging both sides of something. And it doesn't mean I'm a Satanist. Well, there's nothing wrong with being a Satanist because that's also a form of religion.
Right.
But I'm just... I like
and we're not here to shun people away.
No. I like everyone to be represented, and I like things that are not that are unconventional, and that are not on a mainstream level.
So and obviously, you have an unconventional eye, and that's your fashion.
Yeah.
So, but now you also have this freeness about your sexuality.
I don't know where people get this, but I guess I have to understand with the things
that
I post
here's
on
what
my
I
Instagram.
See. Well, okay. Yeah. Now, for someone like me, I didn't even bat an eye. I'm like, oh, she's a model.
Uh-huh.
I've seen you on set before.
Yeah.
You can change in front of anybody. I'm like, she's seasoned. She's a professional.
Yeah.
She's used to these types of settings. No big deal.
Right, yeah.
Now I could also see that for other people who are like, wow, what is she doing? How is she so free like that?
Yeah.
So here's my question.
Okay.
Now, for someone like me, again, and I wasn't even going to ask this question because I didn't even realize it.
Right, yeah.
It was just who you are and, you know, for whatever reason, and that's good.
I'm curious.
Now, is it a form of expression?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we could talk about sexuality, period, for a female. Obviously, it's part of a feministic...
I just...
Are you a feminist? Do you consider yourself a feminist?
I consider myself someone who supports women and being empowered.
Yes.
And if that's what people are calling a feminist, then that's great.
Yes.
I hate the connotation behind feminism is that we're man-hating, which is not something that I'm for.
It's just loving who you are, loving other women, loving men as well.
I think men need to be also equally representative in the feminist world.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, they're a part of life in the world. So,
We have mothers, we have sisters, we have daughters.
But my sexuality, or like me being free with myself, just comes from wanting to be powerful in who I am.
You
as
already
a person.
Are that.
Yeah, and I want people to know that there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. And so
it's a form of expression.
It's a form of expression, and also, you know, to contend with the idea that you have to look a certain way to do certain things, you know. And
where we are right now, right?
Yeah, you know, just because
we're still at a time where we're blaming women. Or faulting them.
Right,
why are you wearing that? Why are you going to that party? You shouldn't be there.
Asking for it, you know, or just because you don't have big tits, you can't wear a certain shirt. Right. Or because you do have big tits, you shouldn't wear certain things. Yeah. I think you should wear whatever you want. You should be strong in however you want to pursue life. And, you know, fuck everybody else.
So now you are a big advocate for not only women's rights, but of healthcare access.
Yes.
Let's talk about you first.
Okay.
Now, not many people know you suffer from a chronic genetic lung disease, cystic fibrosis.
I wouldn't say suffer.
Well, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. That
challenges.
Is right. You are absolutely right.
Yeah.
It is not suffering.
Suffering has a negative.
But you do have...
Yes.
This disease. You were born with it.
I was born with it, yeah.
Now, Cystic Fibrosis Foundation calls it an inherited life-threatening disorder.
Yes.
That damages the lungs and digestive system.
Yes.
So, first of all, can I just say, Jess, please have some water. I left there for you, okay? That'll be great for you.
Oh.
And your digestive system.
Okay, thank you.
Water is important.
Yes, it is very important. I'm going to have this water right now.
Now, cystic fibrosis is rare.
Yes, it's a very
There's rare. No cure.
There's no cure.
What are some of the challenges in living with such a disease?
Challenges is like a relative term because I feel like I've
Subjective.
I've overcome the quote challenge of having to get up every morning and do treatments because I have to do about an hour of respiratory therapy and nebulizers every morning and every night.
So the initial challenge
is
being
just
a young child having to go through this when you know other children don't. You can't just run out and play.
Right, exactly.
Especially not in the springtime.
I mean, it's hard. I just have to be more aware, more conscious of my medical life than other people.
Right.
And
which is not always a bad thing.
Yeah, and so if you've been listening, you probably have been hearing me cough. And I cough a lot because the mucus buildup, I need to get it out. And so me coughing a lot is really off-putting for some people, especially if they don't know, because they automatically think that I'm sick and I'm going to give them something. But my coughing is not an exertion.
She has legionnaires!
Exactly. It's not an exertion of a virus.
Is this something you have to... Is there something you have to do to contend with the coughing or whatever it is? However it manifests itself every day? Like, maybe like when you're on stage or...
Well, I mean...
Other than your treatments.
Yeah, I do the treatments to combat it. But other than that, I drink a lot of tea.
Yeah.
I drink a lot of kombucha. I love kombucha. That clears out your system.
Spell it.
Yeah.
And
I also do a lot of just exercise to kind of jog the mucus so that I can...
You look great.
Get it off. Yeah, thank you.
And you feel great.
I do feel great. I'm feeling my age, though. My lower back has been killing me.
So this it's genetic. Does anybody else in your family have it?
Yes, my brother.
Yeah.
So it is a rare disease, and both the mother and the father have to be carriers, and it's a recessive.
And that's what makes it rare, because they both have to be carriers,
and that's hard to find.
You're the receiver of it.
Mm-hmm. And so my mom and dad, if they were to have another child, they would have a child with CF. They would keep having kids with CF. They're divorced, so that's not going to happen.
Got it. So now, we're going to get divorced only because we don't want to have any more children with cystic fibrosis. So, they're both still loving parents to you.
Oh yeah, yeah. Their divorce was for needed. Many other things. But
so
yeah.
now,
yeah, and needed.
Good for them.
And needed. Yes.
Now, so then obviously CF is something you use as inspiration.
Yeah, I use my CF to inspire me to keep moving forward because I don't want my life to just be about taking care of my health. You know, as healthy yes. as I would like to be and am. That's not who I am as a person. I'm not just someone who has a chronic lung disease. I'm a creative person. I'm an actor, I'm a model, I'm a designer. And CF is just one small, small part of my life.
Yeah.
And it might affect me in a large way, but it's, for me, very small. Because
yeah.
it's not something that I aspire
to. If you make
to,
it that it, big of your life,
yeah,
then that's all it's ever going to be.
Right, and I have so many other aspirations
yes.
in life that I want
to
pursue.
Good
so,
you.
Yeah.
I'm sending you high fives. High
Yay,
fives.
High fives. Can't reach you. This dang table.
Just flip it over. We'll just... So now you are an advocate for women.
Yes, advocate for women.
Specifically, now... Tell us, mm-hmm. are there specific disparities in healthcare for women versus men?
I think there are, just in terms of, contraception, birth
right.
control.
Now, I want to talk about that because according to Forbes magazine,
mm-hmm.
There are many, and people don't realize this, non-sexual reasons
yeah.
for birth control and why it is essential for women's health.
Yes.
Because women, there are women out there whose lives can be endangered by pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
They can have, I don't know how to say this, endometriosis.
Yes.
Some women could, have excessive bleeding because of pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
They can get severe menstrual cramping or there's another disease, polycystic ovary disease.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of reasons
yeah.
why
birth control
and
necessary
women's health.
For some women. And it's all individual because some birth control has a negative effect on some women and
right.
vice versa. It can
right.
have a positive effect. So it just really depends on how accessible it is to you, how much you're talking to your gynecologist or whatever doctor that you see that prescribes those things for you. And so it's about
so are
being
there
aware.
Right? So are when we hear about set like and we know the good work that Planned Parenthood does,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and obviously do they provide specialist like high risk OBGYNs?
I think they do provide
and neonatal specialists as well, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, they provide like emergency contraception, I think,
as well, yeah.
And they also are very just, they have all the information. They educate, they've got counseling, and it's a great place to go if you are not someone that has this wealth of knowledge about you, your health care as
yes.
a woman.
And you actually you've dedicated part of your line to raising
yeah.
money for Planned Parenthood.
Yes. So I have a line of graphic tees
yes.
that are not the most complimentary to the current...
To number 45.
Number 45, yes.
Yes, we'll just leave it like that.
Yes, to number 45. Essentially, they're called Fuck Trump shirts, and I donate a portion of the sales or proceeds go to Planned Parenthood. So every time someone buys one, I donate in their name. Actually, I donate in Donald Trump's name to Planned
Parenthood. That is amazing.
Yeah, and then they get the email, whoever, and then, they get all the mail is sent to the White House.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now that is using your platform for good.
I feel that as an artist, I need to. It's,
yeah.
I feel responsible because I don't promote myself as a role model. You know, I feel like I'm very alternative, and if I can give back in some way
yeah.
to a mass
yeah.
people, I will do that.
Yeah.
You know, and that'll be my way of doing it.
So now, for anyone looking, You're just looking, I'm just looking, just browsing, just stalking for anyone who wants to stalk you and everything you do.
Yes.
Miss Jess Davis, you can visit jessdavis.com.
Yes.
Instagram.com, they could find you at jessxdav.
Yes.
J-E-S-X-D-A-V. Tunk, you have your Tunk as well.
Yes, Tunk is on Instagram at T-U-N-C-X-J-E-S-D-A-V.
Yeah. Otherwise, just go to jessdavis.com.
You can go to jessdavis.com.
Everything you want to know about her.
Everything is there. You can find my IMDb page there. You can find my Vimeo.
I love that.
Yeah. Everything's on jessdavis.com.
We're going to have to collaborate on other things as well.
Yes. I'm all for collaboration.
All for collab. So, yeah. With the little time we have left.
Yes, we've got 8 minutes.
Goes by so fast, doesn't it?
It does.
Why don't we do... We don't have to do all of them.
Okay.
But I want to play a little game.
Oh, what game are we playing?
Well, you'll see. Are you like this?
Yes.
Are you like this? It's for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so this game, random quiz.
Okay.
Now, these questions I got from Sporkle, sporkle.com.
Okay, gotta check that out.
Gotta check it out.
Okay.
Or just wait until I bring it to you. No, just random quiz. It was just random questions. Yeah. Okay, let's see how well you do.
Okay.
You are an actress.
Yes.
Wearing green makes you look bigger on camera. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. These are true or false.
Oh.
And yellow makes you look smaller.
I don't know, actually. Okay. I'm inclined to say that that's true.
Actually.
Or.
It is false.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, wearing yellow makes you look bigger on camera, well, because it's brighter, and green makes you look smaller. Oh, I would say they would both make anyone look big, but
that's
whatever,
what I was
right?
thinking, because black is slimming.
Yeah.
That's the slimmest.
Now, the word testimony, you might like this,
mm-hmm.
comes from the word testicles.
That's what exactly I was thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking. So, I'm always thinking about
true
these jokes.
True or false? She loves...
I always think about dick jokes. No, it's not true.
Oh. Well, you'll be delighted to know.
It is?
It's true. And you might even like this even more.
Oh, my God.
Now, to take an oath, ancient Romans put their hand on their testicles.
Oh, my God. A testimony.
Right.
So that makes my heart so happy.
They swore to their testicles.
They swore to their... God... I have a shirt that just says dick joke on it.
Love it. Waiting
so
for that dick joke.
That's exactly what that is.
Now, surgeons who listen to music during operations perform better than those who don't. True or false?
Oh, God, I haven't gotten any right so far, but I want to say maybe if you listen to music, it's true because it helps you focus.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
right.
I got a good noise.
You got a good noise. Excuse me, I just let out some gas, actually.
Oh, no. That's good.
Now, 35,000 people in the U.S. will die from the flu annually.
35,000?
35,000.
Wow, that's a lot.
True or false?
Oh, my God, that's a lot. I don't want that to be true.
Oh, But is it?
I'm going to say it's true?
Yep. It's true.
Oh, no.
Yeah. A moth has no stomach. True or false?
And how does it eat? how does it retain?
How does it ruin my clothes, then?
Yeah, right? How does it... That's got to be false.
Actually,
it's
that
true.
Is true.
These are all true.
So far.
These are all true so far.
Except, well, wearing green was false.
Oh, that was false. Yeah. Right, that was false.
Now, the first product that Sony came out with, for those of you who, like, used to have Sony products, was the cassette tape recorder. True or false?
I'm going to say that that's probably true.
It is false. So
what
now,
was the first?
The first product that Sony came out with was the rice cooker.
Oh.
Way to go.
Okay.
Now, can I be racist and say that makes sense if Sony was made in Japan? Is that racist?
Is that racist? I don't know. I mean,
to equate rice cooker with Japan?
Yeah, but that's like saying, is it racist to say that the first thing that some other American product company made was like the grill because we like hamburgers?
Yeah.
I don't think it's racist.
So I guess it's okay.
It's okay.
We're all a little bit racist.
I guess so.
Again, especially against Asians.
Oh.
I think so.
I think we're racist against everybody. Because we're America.
Because we're America. Only in America.
Hashtag America.
Hashtag America.
Hashtag right. America.
A person infected with the SARS virus.
Yes.
Has a 25 to 30% chance of recovery. True or false?
I would say that that's true. Right?
That's false.
That's false? They don't.
A person infected with the SARS virus has actually a 95 to 98% chance of recovery.
Oh, so that's pretty good. So higher. That's yeah. higher. Okay.
Oh, you're going to like this.
Okay.
Alexander the Great and Julius Caesar were both epileptic.
Oh, God. That's something that I probably should know.
True or false, Jess?
Epileptic, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why they were so crazy. That's horrible to say. I'm sorry.
Or they just worked in the dark.
Yes, dark times. I'm going to say that that's false. It's true. It's true, isn't it?
It's true. Fuck. That's right. It's true. That's okay. You actually can change your answer here.
I'm an idiot.
We are not going... No, I wouldn't know these. Ooh, all babies are colorblind when they are born. True or false?
Now, I'm inclined to say that this is true just because you haven't developed. And
that
then
is, that is true.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is true.
Yay.
Oh, here's a weird one.
Oh, why is it weird?
On average, the lifespan of an American dollar bill is 18 years. True or false?
Now, that doesn't mean the value goes down after 18
years.
No,
just the lifespan of the actual bill itself, the paper bill.
Oh, okay. 18, wow.
18 years. True or false?
I'm going to say that that's false.
That is correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's false. Yeah. On average, the lifespan of an American dollar bill is 18 months.
Oh, wow.
Which, obviously, why the Treasury is so busy.
So does that mean that the paper just deteriorates after 18
months? It could,
months?
Or, you know.
Huh. Okay. I was thinking that it had a longer lifespan. But I guess that just depends on how you keep your money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're pretty much out of time.
Yeah.
Right?
We are. We've got, like...
I'm going to ask you one more. Cleopatra married two of her cousins. True or false?
True.
That is false.
Oh, okay.
Cleopatra married two of her brothers.
Okay, so we were right about the family thing.
Right.
Okay.
So I want to thank you, Jess Davis, for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
For everything Jess Davis, please visit JessDavis.com.
JessDavis.com.
For everything Radio Free Brooklyn, you can visit RadioFreeBrooklyn.com.
Hashtag and Junk and Jam.
Oh, nope. Now for everything, me, you can visit JunkandJam.com itself. Just go to JunkandJam.com.
Yay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course.